Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 23rd, 2026, through Friday, February 27th, 2026. Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Defense contractor president sentenced to 48 months in bribery scheme. Philip Flores, the owner, president, and chief executive of IntelliPeak Solutions, Inc., a former defense contractor based out of Fredericksburg, Virginia, was sentenced to 48 months custody after admitting that he participated in a bribery scheme with former Naval Information Warfare Center employee James Soriano. According to his plea agreement, Flores gave various things of value to Soriano, including expensive meals at restaurants in San Diego and Washington, D.C., field-level tickets and parking passes, to Game 5 of the 2018 World Series in Los Angeles, and tickets to the 2019 Super Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. The cost of tickets to these premier sporting events totaled over $18,000. In return, Soriano used his position as a contracting officer's representative at the Naval Information Warfare Center to ensure that IntelliPeak was awarded numerous no-bid contracts through the Small Business Administration. Soriano secured the contracts by falsifying technical evaluations, providing high ratings to IntelliPeak to do the contracted work, and approving IntelliPeak's invoices on the awarded contracts, despite knowing that IntelliPeak was not doing the work, but instead subcontracting out all or most of the work to non-8A companies in violation of the SBA's 8A rules. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, February 24, 2026. Operation Tidal Wave. Seven indicted in $7.1 million money laundering conspiracy following investigation that resulted in one of the largest ever firearm seizures in the history of the Northern District of New York. Isaiah Cox, Kaya Cox, Sincere Cox, Davion Carlington, Jamel Manso, Tiffany Banks, and Tamika Jennings were charged with conspiring to launder $7.1 million in proceeds of a complex fraud scheme with victims from all over the world, according to an unsealed indictment. According to the indictment and documents previously filed in the case, Isaiah Cox and his co-conspirators were part of a scheme to defraud businesses, individuals, and financial institutions and launder over $7.1 million in illegal proceeds through transactions designed to conceal and disguise the nature, location, source, ownership, and control of their ill-gotten gains. The victims of the fraud were located all over the world, and many of them were businesses that were victimized by business email compromises, BECs. Through these BECs, the businesses received an email that appeared to be from a legitimate company from which they had an ongoing financial relationship. But the email accounts were controlled by members of the conspiracy who instructed the businesses to wire future payments to bank accounts controlled by the co-conspirators. To make the bank accounts appear legitimate and trick the victims and financial institutions into authorizing the payments, the co-conspirators registered doing business as DBA entities in Albany County and elsewhere in the names of real companies from all over the world. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. New York men plead guilty to mortgage fraud conspiracy to buy illegal marijuana grow houses. Liang and Yang Liang Deng pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud Maine banks of mortgage funding to buy houses used to illegally cultivate marijuana. According to court records, Tony Yang of Brooklyn, New York, orchestrated the conspiracy to fraudulently obtain over $500,000 in residential mortgage loans from two main banks. Liang and co-conspirators used the funds to purchase properties in Bucksport, Eddington, and Canaan. Throughout the loan process, Liang emailed DocuSign materially false information to the banks, including by creating and submitting fake documentation. Liang and his co-conspirators misrepresented to the banks that the three properties would be used as residences. Instead, each property was used to illegally cultivate and manufacture marijuana. Yang Liang Deng of Queens, New York, provided his personal information and government-issued identification documentation to Liang, who used Deng's information from November through December 2002 to apply for and obtain a residential mortgage loan from a main bank to buy the Eddington property. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, February 26, 2026. TD Bank insider pleads guilty to facilitating Colombian ATM money laundering scheme. Oscar Marcel Nunez Flores pleaded guilty to accepting bribes in return for facilitating a money laundering network's movement of over $26 million to Colombia through TD Bank accounts. According to court filings, beginning in March 2021 and until his arrest in October 2023, Nunez of Plainfield, New Jersey, then a TD Bank employee in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, accepted bribes and leveraged his position to facilitate a money laundering network's exportation of over $26 million from the United States to Colombia. Nunez opened dozens of accounts in the names of shell companies and often opened the accounts without any purported customer present. The accounts Nunez opened for laundering received over 600 debit cards, which Nunez largely issued himself. These debit cards were used to make over 120,000 withdrawals at ATMs throughout Colombia. Nunez also shipped debit cards directly to a co-conspirator in Colombia. He also registered shell companies in New Jersey and opened accounts in the names at TD Bank in exchange for a fee ranging from approximately $500 to $2,500. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, February 27, 2026. Ring of Thieves plead guilty to drug trafficking, bank fraud, and mail theft conspiracy in Miami for $1.7 million in stolen checks and mail scheme. Five defendants pleaded guilty in federal court for their roles in a sophisticated scheme involving stolen U.S. Postal Service mail keys, which are pass keys for locked mailboxes and counterfeit checks. These defendants were part of a ring of thieves who stole checks and other mail and then used counterfeit identification to cash the stolen checks that they altered to higher amounts than originally intended. According to court documents from September 2021 through May 2023, the five defendants, all of Miami, conspired to defraud federally insured financial institutions, banks. The scheme involved unlawfully getting and using U.S. Postal Service's arrow keys to steal mail, opening stolen mail to acquire checks without authorization, producing counterfeit and forged checks using information from stolen checks, obtaining and using personally identifiable information including names, addresses, bank account numbers, and signatures, depositing fraudulently altered checks into bank accounts they controlled, and using the illicit proceeds for personal gain and to advance the conspiracy. Some of the defendants were also involved in trafficking drugs. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $155. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.